For those that enjoy Daredevil on Netflix, Jessica Jones is an awesome show, but a different show. Daredevil is all about kicking ass and taking names and running out of bubblegum. It's constant fight scenes. Jessica Jones is more of a thinker. It's got a lot more noir to it. That pretty much has everything to do with Kristen Ritter, who plays Jessica Jones. She's tough as nails. She's probably maybe even a little too tough. Like, she lacks a little bit of the vulnerability that I think made Jessica so cool. But she's still great as Jessica Jones. She's just not a perfect fit. She's like an 8 on a scale from 1 to 10. So, even though she has superpowers, she's not really as believable pulling off, like, those feats of strength and whatnot. So, the series doesn't have as much fighting as you would expect. Or maybe you would even like, but at the same time, too, it's got elements of, you know, Law and Order to it. It's got some noir in it. It's a thinker. The relationship between Jessica and Trish, played by Rachel Taylor, is a lot of fun. But at the same time, too, although Kristen Ritter is solid, and Rachel Taylor is solid as well, the first season of the series lived and died thanks to Dave Tennant, who played Kilgrave. The former Doctor Who is just amazing. He's evil. But at the same time, too, you feel for him. Just a lot of fun to watch him and his... He's got that 1990s supervillain kind of thing going on, but not in a hokey, phony baloney type of way. There's a really good supporting cast, too. The guy that plays Malcolm, Eka Darville, is awesome. He makes a complete transformation during the series, and he's somebody that, like, you eventually care a lot about, and you know that he's going to play a big role moving forward. Mike Coulter plays Luke Cage, and he is perfect as Luke Cage. Does everything that you would expect Luke Cage to do. He's got the look. He's got that rough exterior, literally and figuratively. And it's a show that really grows on you. It never moves slow. It has its own unique sense of style, and it knows what it's supposed to do, and it does it throughout the course of the season. If you go into it expecting Daredevil, you'll be mistaken, but it'll eventually grow on you. To me, this feels a lot more like those Warner Brothers DC-inspired series where they got you watching because you want to see what happens next. While Daredevil, you kind of know where it's going. There's not a lot of surprises, but you know that there's going to be an epic fight scene and there's a lot of other stuff going on. So it's a different feeling for a Marvel Netflix show, but it's still a great show and it shows that the Marvel team is really dedicated in bringing all of these smaller side characters to the forefront. If you didn't care about Jessica Jones before, you certainly do now. And it's definitely going to be interesting to see how they bring Hell's Kitchen closer together and how they mix in Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones. Should make for some quality TV later this year and into next.